Good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest with a 9-9 overall mark, while the Concordia Bulldogs come in 15-0, 8-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, number one in the country, and they have scored 90 or more points in seven games so far this season. The Dort College Defenders coming off a loss to the Hastings College Broncos, and that was a difficult loss for the Dort College Defenders to take, as they came in with high hopes of knocking off a Hastings College Broncos team that's right around them in the conference standings. Dort College, though, comes up on the short end of things on Wednesday evening in Hastings, Nebraska. That ended up being an 8-point loss. The Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs coming up next. And as we prepare for today's contest, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensman, Dort College head women's basketball coach. Coach Craig Steensman joins me as the Dort College Defenders prepare to take on the Concordia Bulldogs in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. And, Coach, your team coming off a loss at Hastings on Wednesday evening. You're going to need a better performance this evening this afternoon to take on the number one team in the country, Concordia. They'll present some stiff challenges for your team.
Yeah, they do. We've watched some tape of them, and they really do a great job of pressing full court and just running, jumping, and playing man-to-man defense. They're very aggressive defensively and offensively, but they're probably the most aggressive in terms of rebounding. So it'll be a stiff challenge for us today for sure.
How do you counteract their strengths?
Well, we have to be physical, and we have to be ready, and we have to have great effort on the boards, but we also have to have great effort in terms of getting back, getting ourselves into position defensively, and then taking care of the ball, again, will be a very, very important thing for us, as they force 30 turnovers, and they average 17 turnovers, and if there's a 13-turnover disparity, you're just not going to win against the number one team, so taking care of the ball will be a huge challenge for us today as well.
What kind of pace do you want? We know what kind of pace they want. What kind of pace do you want?
Well, we are going to control the pace. We're going to play fast sometimes when it dictates where we have numbers and we can attack. But we are also going to play slow sometimes when we don't have anything and we want to set up and run offense and set screens. We're going to vary it, but we are going to determine the pace of the game.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about today's matchup for the Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. And after he was all finished with the interview, Coach Craig Steensma said, maybe I should state, we hope to control the pace of this contest. The Concordia Bulldog women, rated number one in the country, they have scored 85.9 points per game this season. They allow 59.2 points per contest. Drew Olson's team has been involved in four games, decided by single digits, with their closest call coming in wins over Morningside at 80-76 and Northwestern at 71-68. Concordia has scored over 90 points in seven games, but haven't broken that barrier since November 27. Concordia is making 42.8% of the field goals it takes and converts 35.9% of the three-point shots that they take as well. As Coach Craig Steensma alluded to during the interview, they force 29.4 turnovers per game. They commit 17.6 turnovers on average. Kristen Conahan leads the team with 15.6 points per game, and she leads the team with 39 made three-pointers. Bailey Morris comes off of the bench and has a 14.7 points per game average and has converted 22 three-point shots, and she averages just over three assists per game, while Conahan has dished out 3.5 assists per game. Katie Rich completes the double-digit scores with 11.3 points per outing. The Defender women are 9-9 this season, 4-5 in the GPAC. Dort College hasn't had many substantial winning or losing streaks this year. The Defenders lost three games in a row to start the season and won two games in a row on three different occasions this year. The Defenders are 4-2 in their last six games. Dort College has allowed 70 or more points in six games this season. They're 1-5 in those contests. Dort College has allowed less than 60 points in eight games this season. They're 7-1 in those games. The Defenders convert 68.4 points per game and allow 58.4 points per outing. Dort College is making 40.1% of the field goals it takes, and opponents are averaging 38.6% of the field goals that they take. The defenders have made 111 of 327 three-point shots and have made 281 of 430 free throws, while opponents have made 223 of 354. North College holds a 38.2 to 36.7 rebounding advantage and has committed 336 turnovers for an 18.7 average while forcing 21.6 turnovers per game. The last time North College was in action, they lost 73-65 to Hastings on Wednesday night. They got out-rebounded 38-23. That was the key stat in that loss. Elise Marish had 19 points and 7 rebounds. Kayla Brookeis added 12. Kara Van Dyke chipped in with 11. The Concordia Bulldogs beat Northwestern Wednesday night 71-68, trailed 35-34 at halftime. Bailey Morris came off of the bench to lead Concordia with 19 points on 7 of 25 shooting from the floor with 7 rebounds. Kristen Conahan had 17 points and 3 assists with 3 steals. Concordia made 25 of 74 shots. They forced Northwestern into 25 turnovers. Concordia leads this series 16-6. They swept the two games last year, 65-54 in Seward and 78-57 in Sioux Center. Here are your starting lineups for today's contest. First of all, for the visitors from Concordia under head coach Drew Olson, they will start number 14, Tracy Peets, a 5'10 sophomore from Hardington, Nebraska. She's averaging 6.8 points per game. Lori Laboda is a junior from Parker, Colorado. She's 5 feet 11 inches tall. She averages 7.9 points per game. Kristen Hanahan averages 15.6 points per game. She is a 5'5 junior from Omaha, Nebraska. Katie Rich wears number 32. She's a 5'9 senior from Tilden, Nebraska, averaging 11.3 points per game. And Jenna Lehman wears number 40. She is a 6'2 freshman from Albion, Nebraska. She's averaging 6.6 points per game. Again, for Concordia, it'll be Peets, Laboda, Conahan, Rich, and Lehman. For North College, it'll be Kayla Burkeis, a 5'5 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.2 points per game. Number 11 is Jasmine Skelhaus, a 5'7 freshman from Pella, Iowa, averaging 7 points per outing. Kara Van Dyke's a 6'2 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She averages 13.1 points per game. Number 35 is Brianna Spronk, a 5'11 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.8 points per contest. And Elise Marish is a 5'11 junior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 9.9 points per game. Again, for North College, it'll be Brookeis, Skelhaus, Van Dyke, Spronk, and Marish. We are underway with basketball, and the opening tap is controlled by the Concordia Bulldogs. Bulldogs with the basketball, and here we go. Pass into the middle of the lane to Jenna Lehman. Lehman spins it back outside for Rich. Rich down to the baseline, nothing there. Comes back outside. Conahan over to Rich. Rich on the right wing. Out front the pass to Peets. Peets with the basketball. Down to the baseline it comes to Conahan. Conahan to Rich, and Rich travels with the basketball. A turnover by the Concordia Bulldogs, and the North College defenders will get the basketball back. 19:36 left to play in the first half. Concordia commits the turnover. North College gets the basketball. With it in the backcourt is Brianna Spronk. Concordia showing full court pressure defense. With it is Skelhaus. Skelhaus tries to feed it back over to Spronk. It's deflected into the backcourt. North College gets it back. Skelhaus on the right sideline. And a foul called on the play against Katie Rich. Rich that time had the sideline cut off, but elected to swipe at the basketball. And that results in her picking up the foul. Van Dyke inbounds the basketball to Marish. Marish with it on the right wing. She's guarded there by Jenna Lehman. Might have to use Marish a little bit more with ball handling this afternoon if Concordia is in a man-to-man defense. Spronk with it at the top of the key. Nothing there. Over to Marish. Marish, elbow jumper, right side, good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket, and the North College defenders are on the board first, 2-0. 2-0 our score, 1 minute into this contest. Katie Rich with the basketball, right wing. She passes it up to Tracy Peets. Peets gives left side over to Laboda. Laboda with the ball. Laboda gives it up to Conahan. Conahan to Laboda. Laboda lob pass down low, and it's tipped away by Van Dyke. Out of bounds it'll be. York College on defense. Concordia will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Concordia Bulldogs with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Peets. Peets looking for someone to throw to. Gets it in over the top to Laboda. Driving right side with it is Conahan. Conahan, the teardrop from the right baseline. It's good. Lori Loboda ties it up at 2-2 with 18:32 left to play in the first half. In the backcourt, Brookice. Brookice comes over the timeline to Marish. Marish back to Spronk. Spronk, head full of steam, into the lane, hesitates, lays it up with the right hand, missed it, no good, and now gets called for the foul on the rebound. Brianna Spronk with the foul on the rebound attempt of the missed shot. Spronk, that little hesitation moves, froze the defense for the moment. But she ends up committing the foul on the rebound. And Concordia will have the basketball back. Concordia basketball out front is Peets. Peets drives in over the left hand. Too strong, no good. But there for the putback is Lehman. Lehman's shot, no good. And ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Concordia shows full court pressure defense. This will be full court man-to-man. Van Dyke to throw the ball in, gets it into Brookice. Brookice will bring it back to the middle of the floor. Doesn't want to go to the sideline. She dribbles with the left hand. Three players around her. It's swiped at by Conahan. Conahan tips it away. It's down on the floor. Jump ball alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. No, Dort College should have possession of it. Dort College basketball. Our officials for today's contest. And I scribbled them down somewhere. Royce Raniger, Dave Schoenrock, and Brad Dahl. And we'll have a question now as to whether the shot clock should be reset or not. Dort College will have the basketball in the backcourt. Inbounding the basketball will be Spronk. Spronk gets it into Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice gives it off to Spronk. Spronk with it. Spronk in the backcourt. And she is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Katie Rich. Rich has just picked up her second personal foul, so she will have to check out for a moment at least. And Coach Drew Olson upset with the call at the moment. He'll voice his displeasure for the time being, and the officials will acknowledge his complaint and file it away. Dort College has the basketball. Rich is on the bench with two personals. With the basketball is Skelhas, and Skelhas and Conahan bump heads. Conahan whistled for the personal foul, and Skelhas comes up, wiping away. Looks like a tear coming out of that left eye. She got banged pretty hard on the side of the head, going head-to-head against Conahan. Pass goes down low to Marish. Marish, baseline jumper from 10, no good. Rebound tipped out by Spronk. Spronk for the basketball, but she steps on the baseline as she gathered it in. So Dort College will get the basketball back. I should say Concordia gets the basketball back as Dort College was unable to convert on the other end. Spront tips it away. Out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball. Ball's inbounded to Bailey Morris. Morris goes left side over to Loboda. Loboda pass underneath intended for Conahan, I beg your pardon, Lehman, and it goes out of bounds, last touched by Concordia. It's Dort College basketball. We're still tied 2-2. In the backcourt with the basketball is Skelhas. Skelhas has it tipped away. Skelhas is going to be under duress most of the afternoon. Concordia is going to bring full court pressure defense whenever they can, and even when you get it across half court, they're going to bring pressure defense. Concordia to throw the ball in. This is Peets. Peets to Trigger. She's got it left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball is inbounded. Driving down to the baseline, and we've got a jump ball called as Bailey Morris was tied up on the play with Kayla Brookice. Brookice forces the turnover on the tie-up. Marish with it in the backcourt over to Spronk. Spronk, middle of the floor, it goes to Skelhas. Skelhas across the timeline. Skelhas gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke. Left side over to Spronk. Spronk gathers it in near midcourt after it was deflected away from her. Now to Skelhas. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke will drive in, and it's tipped off of her leg and out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia gets it back on the turnover. There will be a bunch of turnovers in this one. Danelle Bone will check into the contest, as will Jamie Cook. And also checking in is Jessica Jelsma. Driving middle of the lane is Conahan, and Conahan is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on the Dort College defenders. Foul's called on Kayla Brookice. That's her first. And that is team foul number two on the defenders. Concordia coming with three different players as well. So on the floor for the defenders, it'll be Cook, Spronk, Marish, Bone, and Jelsma. For Concordia, Kelsey Heiser to throw it in. She's new. Heiser gets it in to Brittany Bertel. She's also a new player. Out front with the basketball is Morris. Morris splits the defense, and she's called for a travel. Morris whistled for the travel violation. North College with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Jamie Cook. Cook looking for the long pass over the top. Instead gives to Marish. Marish guarded there by Jerrica Pearson. Marish throws it back over to Cook. Cook middle of the floor to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone long pass over the top. Marish. Marish down to the baseline. Gives it up. Spronk. Spronk layup good. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket. The North College defenders lead 4-2. 4-2 our score. With it on the right side, Concordia has the basketball. This is Beth Kometcher. Kometcher gives it out front to Heiser. Heiser's pass down low, intended for Bertel, goes out of bounds, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to Concordia. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders with the basketball. They get it inbounded. Throw it over right side over to Cook. Cook to Bone. Bone to Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Bone. Bone will bring it up. Dort College leading 4-2. Right side pass over to Jelsma. Jelsma gives it up into the corner to Spronk. 15:35 left to go in the first half. Dort College leading 4-2. Bone gets a step on her defender. Comes back over to Marish. Marish, elbow jumper, left side, no good. Rebound cleared out by Bertel, and Bertel promptly throws it away. So Dort College will get the basketball back. Dort College leading 4-2. A game that has been marred by several turnovers here in the early going. Throwing the ball in will be Jelsma. Jelsma to Spronk. Spronk goes right side over to Marish. Marish down to the baseline. Gives it up Jelsma. Jelsma, two players around her. Now Cook. Cook on the right elbow. She gives it up to Spronk. Spronk at the left side of the lane. Over to Bone. Bone, three-pointer. Got it. Three-point basket for Danelle Bone. And the North College defenders take a 7-2 lead. Danelle Bone with her first three-pointer of the afternoon, her 96th of her career, so she is now closing in. She's closing in on 100 three-pointers for her career as she bottoms that one out. Averaging 7.1 points per game is the junior from Sibley, Iowa. Jerrica Pearson with the basketball. She goes right side to Kometcher. Kometcher back over to Bertel. Bertel looking down low. They give it back over to Kometcher. Kometcher in between the circles out front. Goes over to Kelsey Heiser. Heiser with the basketball to Morris. Morris down underneath, stolen by Spront. Gives it up Marish. Taken back by Morris. Morris shovels it off. Pearson, and Pearson is fouled on the play. Jerrica Pearson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Pearson is a 67% free throw shooter, and she's got two shots on the way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Pearson's first free throw, no good. She's got another one coming. Some players for the Dort College defenders closing in on milestones. Brianna Spronk entered today's contest with 879 career points, so she's getting close to 900. Talk about Danelle Bone just hitting that three-pointer moments ago. She's getting close to 100 for her career with 96. Second free throw by Pearson is no good. Rebound taken by Dort College. Marish at midcourt. Hasn't crossed the timeline yet. She's working against Pearson. With it is Marish. Marish gives it up to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the left wing. Van Dyke goes over to Cook. Cook back to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is stripped of it as she goes into the lane by Kelsey Heiser. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College to throw it in. Passing the ball in will be Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma throws out front. Finds Cook. Cook underneath Marish. Marish layup good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders have opened up a 9-2 lead. 9-2 our score. Dort College with a 7-point advantage. Driving in Marish. Marish shot partially blocked by, Pearson's shot partially blocked by Marish. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court is Cook. Cook looking left for Jelsma. Finds Jelsma. Now looking down low for Marish. Jelsma all the way down to the baseline. Two players around her, and we've got a foul called on Concordia. Bulldogs whistled for the personal foul. Beth Kometcher whistled for the personal, her first. And that is team foul number four on the Bulldogs. Jelsma will check out of the contest. Checking back in is Jasmine Skelhaas. Cook to throw it in. Cook looking. Gets it in Marish. Marish baseline jumper, whispers it through. Elise Marish with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 11-2, and Marish called for a foul on the other end as Kelsey Heiser took it to the rim, and she got fouled. So Marish was whistled for her first personal foul of the contest. Marish with 6 points in the early going for the defenders, averaging 9.9 points per game. Free throws on the way for Heiser. Her first one is good. She's a 38% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Another free throw on the way for Heiser. Heiser, the right-handed shot on the way. And that one rims out, no good. Dort College leading 11-3. Skelhaas in between the circles. She goes over to Bone. Bone, nothing there. Right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up into the corner. Bone. Bone to Van Dyke. Gets a step on defensive player. Up and down. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 13-3. In transition is Rich. Rich with the layup. Dort College wanted a travel call. 13-5. Dort College in front. Jasmine Skelhaas with the basketball. Gives it up to Cook. She fires it right back over to Skelhaas to set the offense. Marish passes left side. Marish looking, still looking, tries to feed it down low for Van Dyke, and on the help defense coming across the lane, Lamota tips it free. Into the front court is Concordia. Concordia Pietz. Pietz gives it up, driving in with a left hand. It's up and good. Kelsey Heiser with 3 points. She comes off of the bench, averaging 1.9 points per game. Dort College leads 13-7, 12:30 left to play, and we've got a foul called on Concordia. Foul called on the Bulldogs. And that's going to go on Concordia's Kelsey Heiser. Heiser whistled for the personal. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded to Skelhaas. Dort College playing with a 6-point lead. Skelhaas in between the circles. Goes left side over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice setting the offense. Being hounded. And it's tapped away. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball, retains possession of the basketball. The defenders get it inbounded. They come back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke swing pass Brookice. Three-pointer! Bang, bang, bang! Three-point basket for Kayla Brookice. Her first three of the afternoon. Dort College leads 16-7. With the basketball is Bailey Morris. Morris gives it up out front to Pietz. Pietz feeds it down low, and Lavoda gets a step, and she knocks it down. Dort College leads 16-9. In the backcourt is Cook. Dort College pass over the top. Bone. Bone with it on the right side. Donnell with the basketball. She gives it up. Skelhaas. Skelhaas is fouled on the play. Lori Lavoda whistled for the personal. And this Concordia team plays pretty aggressively on the perimeter. They'll jump into passing lanes. They'll bump you a little bit, and they never think they commit a foul. As, again, Lavoda comes up asking what she did. Well, there was a fair amount of contact, enough to knock Skelhaas to the floor, and the official had no choice but to call that foul. Now a reach-in foul called on Katie Rich, and Rich has just committed her third personal. Well, there are different philosophies on defense. Concordia loves to pressure wherever they can And the Dort College defenders, with a 16-9 advantage, are now in the 1-1 after Katie Rich has just picked up her third personal. Jasmine Skelhas goes to the free throw line for a 1-1. I'm not saying one philosophy is better than another, but it's going to cut both ways when you pressure all over the floor and you play that aggressively. You're going to force turnovers, but some days you're going to get called for fouls. And today, Concordia is sending Dort College to the bonus situation with 11:30 left to go in the first half. Concordia with the basketball. Bailey Morris. Morris working against Brookhuis. They hedge on the screen and driving the other way with it. Bailey Morris saw a lane to the hoop. She lays it up from short range. And the defenders lead 18-11. In the backcourt is Bone. Bone gives it up Brookhuis. Brookhuis for the basketball, and again a bump. 70 feet away from the hoop, Bailey Morris gets called for the personal. Morris gets called for a foul well in the backcourt. And free throws on the way now for Kayla Brookhuis. 1-1 opportunity for Brookhuis. Team foul number 8 on the Bulldogs. Brookhuis makes the first free throw. She's a 62% free throw shooter. Checking into the contest is Lehman. Checking out will be Bailey Morris. Another free throw coming for Brookhuis. She's got 4 points. The junior from Edgerton gets that one to go through. She's got 5. And the Dort College defender lead is 20-11. Concordia basketball, Conahan. Conahan goes right side to Peets. Peets back out front and give it up Martin. Martin with the basketball, Peets. Peets to Conahan. Conahan step back three is up and good. Conahan with her first bucket of the day. Dort College leads 20-14. 20-14 our score. Sprock with the basketball. Sprock ahead to Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the ball. Brookhuis drives in, feeds it over to Van Dyke, over to Bone. Bone three-pointer, good! Danelle Bone with the three-point basket. Dort College back in front by 9, 23-14 as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Concordia basketball, they give it up Peets. Peets to Conahan, Conahan to Peets. Peets out front with it. The Concordia team very deep. They will play 10 and 11 people pretty consistently. Conahan, a three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Skelhas, Concordia retreating. Over to Sprock. Sprock in the open floor, puts it up, and she's fouled on the play. A reach-in foul called by Jenna Lehman. And another 1-1 opportunity for Dort College. This will be the final 1-1 shot by the defenders. The rest of the way, it'll be double bonus time. So free throws on the way for Brianna Sprock. One and the bonus. Foul number 1 called on Lehman. That's team foul number 9 on the Bulldogs. They only have one player, though, with more than one foul. First free throw by Sprunk is good. So far, Dort College 5-for-5 on free throws. Another free throw coming. Second free throw by Sprunk is up. Bounces off of the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by the Bulldogs. Dort College enjoying their biggest lead of the ballgame, 24-14. With the basketball out front is Kometcher. Kometcher feeds it left side to Loboda. Loboda over the ball. Loboda looking, gives it up, left corner to Conahan. Conahan driving in, tries to bounce it off of the bottom of the backboard. It's no good. Well, they don't call the out-of-bounds play. Concordia Bulldog basketball. They pass it left side over to Kometcher. Kometcher down to the corner. Kometcher to Peets. Peets to Loboda. Lob pass underneath. It's taken away by Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. Over to Skelhas. Skelhas into the front court. Skelhas drives in. Tied up on the play. Alternating possession. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball. After the turnover, you're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Our score, 9:15 left to play in the first half. Down to the baseline, drive, shot partially blocked by Skelhas, rebound taken away by Brookhuis. Brookhuis has it ripped away from her, and the layup for Tracy Peets is good. 24-16 our score, 9 minutes remaining in the first half. With it in the backcourt is Danelle Bone. Bone fires it off to Marish. Marish, middle of the floor. Brookhuis. middle of the floor, gets it across the timeline over to Skelhas. Skelhas inside to Marish. 12 to shoot, Brookice. Three-pointer, got it. 8 points for Kayla Brookice, and the Dort College defender lead is 27-16. 27-16 our score. Peets drives in, left hand, swooping into the lane, makes it 27-18. Inbounding, they get it to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Well, now the official's starting to allow Concordia to go with the hand check and the reaches. Brookice into the front court. She feeds it left side, Marish. Marish, head fake, in traffic, shot no good. Ball's tipped out of bounds, last touched by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Dort College with the basketball. After the subs check in, Jessica Gelsman to throw it in, finds Jamie Cook. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Cook. She'll step into a three. It's no good off the side of the iron. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Marish. And the Dort College defenders will retreat on defense as Concordia will bring it up. 7:50 and counting. Concordia basketball. Conahan. Conahan. Ball tipped by Dort College. It will be Concordia basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Kelsey Heiser. Heiser on the right side of the lane. Gives it up to Conahan. Conahan into the lane. Conahan feeds it outside. Three-pointer by Bailey Morris is good. Got five. 27-21. Pass goes middle of the floor to Cook. Cook. Back over to Bone. Bone feeds it Gelsma. Gelsma, Brookice, another three-pointer. Make it rain. Three-point basket. Kayla Brookice, her third of the day. Dort College leads 30-21. Driving the other way, Concordia turns it over. Driving with the right hand was Concordia's Kelsey Heiser, I believe, and she simply dribbled it off of her leg and out of bounds. Dort College gets the ball back. With it in the backcourt is Jamie Cook. Cook to Gelsma. Gelsma will bring it up with the left hand. Gelsma picks up her dribble, steps through the trap, and throws it away. Morris comes away with it. Morris short arms the layup. Rebound tap controlled by Concordia. Concordia was able to strip Brookice of the ball. Bulldogs have the basketball back. Morris. Morris driving in, drops it off. And the shot is blocked from behind, and Jerrica Pearson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul called on the Dort College defenders. And that's going to go on Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma whistled for her first personal. Team foul number six on the defenders. First free throw by Pearson is good. 30-22 our score, Dort College. Leading by eight, Pearson, second free throw is good. So Pearson makes both free throws, and the Dort College defender lead is 30-23. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
College is a time to proactively use the talents and gifts God has given you. Do you have more than one? At Dort College, we offer students a wealth of opportunities to participate in many activities. Choose from athletics, music, theater, art, or other extracurricular activities, both inside and outside the classrooms. For more information, check out Dort College on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at dort.edu.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, after the first 10 minutes or so of this ball game, thought it was being called fairly tight. since then, Concordia has been able to step up their pressure. Andor College has had a few more turnovers resulting from that a little more physical pressure applied by the Bulldogs. This Concordia team will send players in 3 and 4 and 5 at a time and just wear on you defensively. Jamie Cook to inbound the basketball, gets it into Marsh. Dort College leading 30-23. Jamie Cook with the basketball back over to Marsh. Marsh with it left side over to Brookeis. Brookeis ball fake down to the baseline. Brookeis feeds it up front. Jamie Cook. Cook muscles her way up, and she's blocked on the play. Coming away with a block was Lori Loboda. Loboda with the basketball gives it up to Conahan. Conahan with it on the right side. Conahan pass over the top. Pearson. Pearson kick out pass. Three on the way from the top of the key is good for Kelsey Heiser. Heiser with 6. Dort College leads 30-26. In the backcourt with the basketball is Sprock. Sprock picks up her dribble, tries to pass it back to the middle of the floor, and anticipating the pass was Bailey Morris. Morris gives it up left side, Heiser. Heiser back to Morris. Morris pass underneath to Jerrica Pearson, and Pearson puts it up and has it blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College on defense as Concordia maintains possession of it. Throwing the ball in will be Heiser. Heiser on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. She'll get the ball from Dave Schoenrock, the official on the baseline. Concordia throws in over the top. They find Peets. Peets with the ball. Peets back over to Bailey Morris. Morris gives it up to Conahan. Conahan to Peets. Peets driving with the left hand. Good. 6.8 point per game average. She's got 6. And the Concordia Bulldogs, after getting down 24-14, about scored Dort College 14-6 and trail 30-28. In the backcourt with the basketball is Cook. Cook to Marsh. Marsh with the ball across half court. Elise Marsh back over to Skelhaus. 8 to shoot for the defenders. Now they go over to Brookeis. Brookeis down to the baseline. It's tapped out of bounds by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball with 4 seconds on the shot clock. So 4 seconds on the shot clock for the defenders. Dort College with a 2-point lead. 5:13 left to go in the half. Sprock inbounding, and it's saved in by Morris off of Dort College's Caleb Brookeis. And the Concordia Bulldogs will maintain possession of the basketball. So Dort College turns it over. It was all precipitated by a pass across the lane. From the left side of the lane as he faced the hoop to the right corner. And that resulted in Morris able to get her hands on it. And she was able to save it off of Kayla Brookeis as she was up in the air, threw it off of her shin out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders will play defense as Concordia brings it up. Concordia trails 30-28. Out front with the basketball is Peets. Pass underneath, shot no good by Conahan. Rebound taken away by Brookeis. Brookeis for the basketball, and we've got a foul called on Conahan. Conahan whistled for her second personal foul, and free throws on the way for Kayla Brookeis. 4:55 left to play in the first half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. First free throw is up and through. So a free throw made by Dort College's Caleb Brookeis. Brookeis now 3 for 3 this afternoon from the free throw line. She's got 12 points. And her second free throw is no good. Concordia brings the basketball up. Dort College leading by a triple right now. Right side is Peets. Peets down to the baseline, gives it up Pearson. Pearson lost it on the way up, was able to tap it in though. Jerrica Pearson with 4 points, and the Dort College defender lead is 31-30. With it is Brookeis. Brookeis, Sprock. Sprock misses the shot underneath, too strong. Tried for her own rebound and couldn't control it. Here come the Bulldogs. Bringing the basketball up is Don Martin. Martin with the ball, back over to Morris. Morris driving in, drops it off for Pearson. Jerrica Pearson's shot is blocked in the lane by Sprock, but Sprock is going to be called for the personal foul. Brianna's just picked up her second personal. .417 remaining in the first half. Dort College leading 31-30. Pearson with two free throws. She's 2 for 4 today. And now 3 for 5. She's a 67% free throw shooter. Another free throw on the way for Pearson. Pearson with the right-handed free throw. It's up, hangs on the rim, and drops through. 4 for 6 is Pearson from the free throw line. She's a 67% free throw shooter entering the contest, and Concordia has their first lead. Dort College had led since the outset, but with 4:17 remaining in the half, Concordia takes their first lead of the ballgame. They had one tie. That was at 2-2 with 18:32 left to go in the first half. Skelhaas for the basketball. Skelhaas stripped from behind and now a foul called on Bailey Morris. Morris whistled for her second personal. Two free throws on the way for Dort College and Jasmine Skelhaas. Skelhaas to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Skelhaas is up. Good. 3 for 3 is Skelhaas. She's averaging 7 points per game. Another free throw on the way. Our score. Second free throw is up and good. Skelhaas makes the free throw. Dort College leads 33-32. Dort College calls a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College up by a point after the made free throws by Jasmine Skelhaas. Back with more in a minute.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA, Daktronics Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 19-team NAIA National Champions. For more information about the GPAC, visit our newly redesigned website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference. Academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
.405 left to play in this first half. Dort College leads 33-32. Concordia has the basketball after Dort College used up their first timeout. They've got five remaining. Concordia over the basketball. On the right side is Tracy Peets. Peets on the right wing. She feeds it underneath. Working it outside, Heiser. Heiser gives it up to Peets. Peets driving in. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Gives it up to Brookice. Brookice across the timeline. Kale over the basketball in between the circles. Looking for someone. Goes right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the wing. Van Dyke comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with it on the left side. Back over to Marish. Marish looking down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns into lane, puts it up, drew the contact, no call made. Here comes Concordia. Concordia Bulldogs back the other way. Right side, Martin. Dawn Martin feeds it back out front. She gets the return pass over to Heiser. Heiser to Martin. Martin goes left side over to Morris. Morris with the basketball to Peets. Peets, Morris. Now Peets out front. She goes back over to Martin. Martin outside Heiser, and Heiser travels with it. Travel violation called on the Dort College, on the Concordia Bulldogs. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will throw it in. Looking to toss in is Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it in to Skelhaas. Skelhaas working it up against Bailey Morris. And Skelhaas, two players around her, comes back over to Brookice. Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball in between the circles. 15 for Dort College to shoot. They go underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke, leaner in the lane, is good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. She's got 4 points. Dort College leads 35-32. Pass over the top, saved in. Peets will put up the three and buried it. Bates with the three-point basket. We're tied up 35-35. 2:22 left to go in the first half. Kara Van Dyke in the backcourt with the basketball. Kara will take it across half court. She goes to Marish. Marish on the right wing. She'll feed it back out front to Brookice, and Brookice is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Bailey Morris, and that's number three on her. Foul number three called on Bailey Morris. Micah Holst waiting to check in with 2:05 remaining to go in the first half. First free throw is up and good for Brookice. Brookice, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, and she's got another one coming. Brookice with a team high and game high 13 points. So Brookice with another free throw on the way. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. Kayla Brookice makes 2 free throws. Dort College leads 37-35. 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Underneath Micah Holst. Holst is called for a foul on Jerrica Pearson on the entry pass. And Jerrica Pearson will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. That time Holst did not get around the front of Pearson. Simply reached over the top with her 6'2" frame and got called for the foul. Free throw on the way by Pearson is up. Good. Another one on the way for Micah Holst. So Holst with a second free throw. This one's up. I beg your pardon, Pearson with the free throw. She makes both. We're tied up at 37-37 with 1:56 remaining. With the basketball in the backcourt is Jasmine Skelhaas. Skelhaas over to Van Dyke as they reverse it to the right side of the floor. Van Dyke tries to feed it underneath for Holst, and it's taken away, deflected. Coming up with it is Conahan. Conahan, pass goes right side, and it's stolen back by Bone. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Skelhaas setting the offense for the defender. She's got it on the right side. Comes back over to Van Dyke, directing traffic. Van Dyke passes to Bone. Bone throws it across the grain, and it's taken away by Conahan. Conahan on the right side, working against Brookice. Comes back out front. Pites with the three-pointer. It's good. Pites with the three. Concordia takes a 40-37 advantage. 40-37, Concordia with their biggest lead of the ballgame. 101 remaining in the half. Bone, middle of the floor to Brookice. Brookice with the left hand across the timeline. Comes back over to Bone. Bone into the corner. Van Dyke, open look at a three, buried it. Kara Van Dyke with the three-point basket. She's got 7, and the defenders tied up at 40 with 40 seconds remaining in the half. Concordia with the basketball. Left side it goes over to Pites. Pites, right wing, 3, no good. Missed shot by Kometcher. Dort College can hold for the final shot. Into the front court is Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, gets a screen. Passes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke stripped to the ball. Coming up with it is Pearson. Pearson with the steal, driving the other way, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Pearson with her 10th point. Skelhaas gets the ball inbounded to Brookice. Brookice through traffic, 2 seconds left. The runner, banker, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Concordia 42, Dort College 40. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. We're at halftime. Dort College trailing the number one rated team in the country by 2, 42-40. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Concordia at halftime, 42-40. The Dort College defenders led most of the first half. Concordia took their first lead of the first half with 4:17 remaining in the contest in the first half, 32-31. We were tied then at 35 with just over 2 minutes remaining. Tied at 37 with just under 2 minutes remaining in the first half. And we were tied again at 40 with 40 seconds remaining in the first half of play. Concordia gets a steal and a layup, though, to make it 42-40 at the halftime break. Kayla Burkheis leads all scorers with 15 points. Tracy Pites came alive late in the first half, a pair of threes. She's got a team-high 12 points for the Concordia Bulldogs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Here are the numbers from the first half of this basketball game. Dort College, 12 of 21 from the floor, 57.1%. 6 of 7 on threes, 85.7%. 10 of 12 on free throws for 83.3%. For Concordia, 15 of 24 from the floor, 62.5%. 5 of 8 on threes, 62.5%. 7 of 10 on free throws, 70%. Concordia's out-rebounded Dort College in the first half, 12-9. There just haven't been that many missed shots and rebound attempts. Turnovers dead even at 12 turnovers apiece. Dort College has 5 steals. Concordia has 11 steals. Point totals. Kayla Burkheis, I had her with 15. She actually has 14, so beg your pardon on that. 7 points for Caravan Dyke, 6 for Elise Marish, 6 for Danelle Bone, 4 for Jasmine Skelhas, 3 for Brianna Sprunk. For the Concordia Bulldogs, Tracy Pikes with 12, Jerrica Pearson off the bench for 10, 6 for Kelsey Heiser in the first half, 5 for Bailey Morris, 5 for Kristen Conahan, 2 for Katie Rich, for their total of 42 points. 3 rebounds for Lise Marish, 3 rebounds for Kayla Burkheis. No one else with more than 1. Caravan Dyke has 1, and then the team credited with 2 rebounds. For Concordia, 3 rebounds for Lori Loboda, 2 for Jerrica Pearson, and then a slew of players with 1 rebound each for the Bulldogs. Kristen Conahan credited with 2 assists. She also has 3 steals. Bailey Morris with 4 steals for the Bulldogs. For Dort College, 2 assists each for Caravan Dyke, Brianna Spronk, Elise Marish, and Danelle Bone. Jamie Cook also has 2 assists. Brianna Spronk with 2 steals. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 42-40 our score. Dort College trailing by a deuce. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Back with a look at scores that we have from around the conference right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing at halftime 42-40. The Dort College Defenders led most of the first half, and then in the latter stages of the first half, Concordia was able to step up the pressure and made a run at the Dort College defenders and overtook the defenders for a 42 240 advantage. Dort College with the basketball as we start the second half of play. Pass goes over to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right wing. Van Dyke back out front to Brookice. Brookice goes over to Marish. Marish on the left wing. Marish looking for someone to pass to. Setting the offense, she comes back over to Brookice. Brookice in between the circles, back over to Van Dyke. Eight to shoot. Van Dyke, free throw line jumper off the dribble. Hangs on the rim, won't drop through. And the rebound is taken away by Lori Loboda. Loboda with the basketball. Loboda will bring it across the timeline. She passes to Pites. Pites to Lehman. Lehman didn't play much in the latter stages of that first half. Ball deflected and a steal by Spronk. Spronk for the basketball. Both teams have struggled with turnovers this afternoon. Both had 12 at halftime. Jasmine Skelhaus for the basketball. Left side pass over to Spronk. 1 minute gone in the second half. We have no change. Dort College still down a deuce. At the hot right elbow is Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Spronk. Spronk layup good. Brianna Spronk with 5 points. And the Dort College defenders tied up at 42-42, scoring the first points of the second half. Three-pointer let fly from the left wing. No good. Weak side rebound taken away by Brookice. Off of the missed shot by Concordia. Missed shot that time by Loboda. And Kayla Brookice is called for an offensive foul. Brookice whistled for the personal foul. Bringing the ball up will be Kristen Conahan. Conahan, lob pass goes down low, ball deflected out, but picking up the loose basketball is Lori Loboda. Loboda with 6 points. 18:20 left to play in the ballgame. Kara Van Dyke picks up her dribble, passes over to Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus in between the circles. She passes, well, looking for the pass now to Van Dyke. Van Dyke hands it off to Brookice. Brookice at the top of the key. Brookice will kick it out to Marish. Marish back out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke drops it down low for Van to Spronk. Spronk shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Loboda. Loboda with the basketball gives it up on the outlet pass to Conahan. Conahan over to Rich. Rich to Pites. Pites with the basketball on the right wing. Back out front to Loboda. Loboda left side Conahan. Conahan lob pass underneath. Layup is good for Jenny Lehman. Lehman was able to get free underneath for that two-point basket. And the Concordia Bulldogs have responded with back-to-back buckets after Dort College had tied it up. Dort College trails by four, largest deficit for the defenders this afternoon. Pass goes down low to Brookice. Brookice to Marish. Marish, 17-footer, good. Elise Marish with 8 points. Dort College back to within a point at 46-44. 46-44 our score. Concordia basketball. Rich, left side Loboda. Loboda looking down low for Lehman. They feed it left side back over to Conahan. Conahan, Loboda, Loboda, Rich. Rich takes a dribble, sets up. Two, no good. Rebound Loboda. Loboda puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus across the timeline. Tries to pass it off to Marish, and the ball is tapped out of bounds by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Concordia tips it out of bounds. Dort College trailing by two. Has the basketball. Do the defenders. Out of bounds, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke looking, still looking, and lobs it in for Spronk. Spronk with the basketball, gives it up Marish. Marish lays it up with the right hand, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Bulldogs quickly up the floor with the basketball. Lob pass goes down low, Pearson. Pearson, two-point basket is good. She's got 12, and the Dort College defenders trail 48-44. Spronk down to the baseline. Muscles it up off the bottom of the basket. No good. Rebound tipped around and controlled by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball and a blocking foul called on Kayla Brookice, and that's number three on Kayla. Three fouls now on Kayla Brookice. 16-17 remaining in this contest. The Concordia Bulldogs with the lead in the basketball now. Pass goes left side, Conahan. Conahan gives it up to Loboda. Loboda with the ball. Loboda looking cross court. Swings it over to Heiser. Heiser gives it up. Three, no good. On the missed shot by Bailey Morris. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk for the basketball. Spronk to Brookice. Brookice, Marish. Marish, layup good. Elise Marsh with 10 points. Dort College back to within two at 48-46. Concordia setting the offense left side. Goes over to Morris. Morris goes high post to Heiser. Heiser, Conahan. Conahan slides it back over to Heiser. Heiser, Morris. Morris gives it up. Shot by Pearson. No good. Rebound deflected out. Picked up by Marsh. Marsh gets it away over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis has the numbers. She'll stop at the free throw line. Gives it over to Van Dyke for the lead. Three, no good. Rebound sealed. That's Brookhuis. Brookhuis fouled on the play by Pearson. Jerrica Pearson whistled for her first personal foul tonight. It's team foul number two of the half. And Spronk will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way by Spronk, up and good. 6 points for Brianna Spronk. And the Dort College defenders trying to tie it up at 48-48. 15-12 left to play in regulation. Hotly contested contest so far. Dort College led by as many as 11 in the first half. Second free throw, no good by Spronk. Brianna Spronk now with 6 points. And the Dort College defenders will play defense. Heiser, left side, Rich. Rich on the wing. Comes back out front, and we have a foul called away from the basketball. It's going to go on Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma whistled for her second personal. Beg your pardon, that's foul number three on Jelsma. So Jelsma to shoot, picks up her third personal. Concordia has the basketball. Bailey Morris at the center jump circle. Morris passes right side. Concordia, drive down low, intended for Rich, and Spronk is called for a foul on the cut. Brianna Spronk has just picked up her fourth personal with 14:53 left to go in regulation. Van Dyke will have to check back into the ballgame. Spronk will check out. Dort College will be shorthanded for a while. We'll see when Coach Craig Steensman elects to bring her back. Jamie Cook with a steal underneath. They get it over to Danelle Bone. Bone will bring it up. Bone gets it left side back over to Cook. Cook just across half court. Cook, drug her pivot foot, got away with it. Pass comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma working against Morris. Comes high post over to Cook. Cook for the basketball. And a reach-in foul called on Bailey Morris. Morris has just picked up her fourth. Well, beg your pardon, number three on her. A little over-anxious on that one. 14:29 left to go in regulation. Dort College trailing by a point, 48-47. Marish goes inside to Cook. Cook kicked out Jelsma. Jelsma driving in, and she's going to be called for traveling. Jelsma whistled for the travel. Concordia gets the basketball back on the turnover. 14:23 remaining in this contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Concordia, Bailey Morris setting the offense against the man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Ball is deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Brittany Bertel lost it, and it went off of a defender out of bounds. Concordia has the basketball. Kelsey Heiser to throw it in. Heiser goes Bertel. Bertel left side, Kometcher, and it's thrown away. Dort College gets the basketball back as it goes out of bounds. 14:06 remaining in regulation. Turnovers marring this contest. Jessica Jelsma with it in the backcourt. Three players around her. Pass intended for Van Dyke. It's taken away by Heiser. Heiser to Morris. Morris drops it off inside for Bertel. Bertel around the horn they go. Rich. Rich goes to Heiser. Heiser goes into the corner. Morris. Morris three. No good. Bertel had it for the moment. Marish, that is. Jarred it loose. And Concordia will have it now left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Concordia has the basketball. Jasmine Skelhaus will check in. Jessica Jelsma will check out. Kayla Brookeis will check into the contest. Marish will check out. Brianna Spronk, that is, on the bench with four personal fouls for the defenders. Pass goes into Rich. Rich dumps it off for Kelsey Heiser. Heiser with 8 points. and she extends the Concordia lead to 50-47. Van Dyke with it over to Bone. Bone, three players around her. It's ripped out of her hands by Bailey Morris. Morris driving in the other way. Right-handed layup is good. Bailey Morris has 7 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 52-47. Cook with the basketball back over to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play. I believe that's going to go on Kometcher. Kometcher whistled for the personal, her second. Dort College with a chance to cut into a 5-point lead with a clock stop. This is the largest lead of the ballgame for Concordia thus far. First free throw is good. Kara Van Dyke makes the free throw. She's got another one coming. She's got 8 points, averaging 13.1 points per game. Another free throw on the way for Van Dyke. This one's up and through. Kara Van Dyke makes both free throws. Dort College cuts the lead to 3 at 52-49. Dort College trying to hang around right now. They're in a bit of foul trouble. 13-18 remaining. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Are you looking for a college with a supportive community? Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa is not just a college, but a community of people passionate about Christian education. Students get involved in area churches, organizations, and events. People in the community get involved with Dort at athletic events, music concerts, and lectures. The Sioux Center community believes in Dort College. For more information, check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or visit our website at www.dort.edu.
Concordia basketball after Dort College called a timeout. They've got four remaining. 13:05 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College down three with the basketball. Bailey Morris, 13 to shoot for the Bulldogs. With it on the right side is Kometcher. Kometcher back over to Morris. Morris feeds it down low. They reverse it outside to Heiser. Heiser out front to Kometcher. Kometcher in between the circles, goes left side to Heiser. Heiser's three, no good. Weak side rebound, though, taken away by the Bulldogs. Shot on the perimeter, no good. Rebound tipped out, last touched by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia to throw it in front of the Dort College stands across the way. They throw it in on the hash mark on the right side of the floor. Pass goes high post to Pearson. Jerrica Pearson gives it up to Morris. Morris drives in, left-handed layup, missed it. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus across the timeline. Jasmine with the basketball. She goes high post over to Cook. Cook fakes the handoff. Reverses. Brookice. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Pearson. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. ...12:14 left to play in this contest. Jamie Cook checks out. Marish is back in. Brianna Spronk still on the bench with four personals. 12-12 remaining in the game. Dort College down three. Rich passes right side over to Labota. Labota three, no good. Rebound tipped by Van Dyke, controlled by Van Dyke. Gets it back over to Skelhaus. Jasmine into the front court. Dort College down three. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it out front. Van Dyke's going to try to take Rich off the dribble. Now picks her dribble up. Pass goes right side over to Bone. Bone looking down low. Instead, Skelhaus. She'll squeeze off a three, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Labota. Labota with the basketball. She passes up the floor to Rich. Rich across half court. She's got the numbers 4-on-3. Stops, kicks it outside. Labota. Labota gives it up underneath to Rich. Rich with the right hand. Good. Katie Rich with 4 points. Dort College trails 54-49. Brookice goes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke over to Brookice. Brookice with it at the top of the key. Left side it goes Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the corner. Marish. Marish with the ball. Marish to Van Dyke. Van Dyke double teamed off of the glass. Stumped the hoop and she is fouled. Kara Van Dyke with 11 points. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the 3-point play and try and trim it down to a 2-point ball game. 54-51 currently, and Van Dyke makes the free throw. Well, I've got my answer. Dort College is going to bring Brianna Spronk back right now. She's playing with four personal fouls. Spronk checks in. Van Dyke made the free throw, so she's got 12. She'll catch a breather here with 11 minutes left to go in the game. Kristen Conahan has the basketball on the right side, guarded by Marish. Pass goes left side to Loboda. Loboda underneath. The pass to Pites. Pites, 14 points as she lays it up and down. North College down four. Skelhaus with the basketball. She goes to Marish. Marish, right side, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, guarded by Pearson. Pearson on the defense, comes back over to Spronk. Spronk, pass right side, and it's tipped away out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be North College basketball. North College to throw it in. This will be Jasmine Skelhaus triggering. So Jasmine Skelhaus, the freshman from Pella, to toss it in. Looking, still looking, and she finds Brookice out front. She'll put up a long three. No good. Rebound tip, controlled by Marish. Two players around her and a holding foul called on the Bulldogs. Now Katie Rich has picked up her fourth personal. So both players with significant foul trouble. Brianna Spronk, averaging 10.8 points per game, picked up her fourth. She spent some time on the bench. She's back in. Katie Rich, averaging 11.3 points per ball game for the Bulldogs. She's now on the bench with four personals. Brianna Spronk will throw the ball in for the defenders, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Spronk looking, finds Van Dyke. Van Dyke back over to Spronk. Spronk on the baseline. Spronk gives it up. Marish. Marish got called for the travel. On the floor for the defenders, Skelhaus, Van Dyke, Spronk, Marish, Brookice. The original starting five on the floor for the defenders. For Concordia, they are countering with Loboda, Conahan, Pites, Pearson, and Heiser. Pass goes to Pearson at the free throw line. Right side, Pites. Pites out front, Conahan. Conahan, right baseline to Pites. Pites for the ball, back to Conahan. She'll launch a three and hit it. Conahan with the three-point basket, and Concordia has the biggest lead of the ball game at 7, 59-52. 9:40 remaining in this game. Pass goes left side over to Marish. Marish to Skelhaus. Skelhaus setting the offense, goes right elbow, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She got popped in the face. So they're going to stop play. They're going to stop play as Van Dyke got hit in the face, but they're not going to call a foul. So they stop play because a player is hurt, because she got hit in the face, but they don't call a foul on the play. Unbelievable. 9:26 left to go in the game, 59-52. Dort College is down by 7. Concordia calls a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Inbounds play. Dort College gets a shot off for three. Pass goes right side. Concordia got the rebound. Kelsey Heiser. Heiser with the basketball. Heiser over to Pites. Pites to Conahan. Conahan over the basketball. Conahan goes left side, and now it's thrown out of bounds. Dort College will get the basketball back on the turnover. 9 minutes remaining in regulation. Concordia on defense. Skelhaus has the basketball out front. Skelhaus goes middle of the floor. Right side back over to Spronk. Spronk to Brookice. Brookice three, missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke off the glass. Her second chance shot is good. 15 points for Van Dyke. Beg your pardon, 14 points. And the Dort College defenders trail by 5, 59-54. Concordia basketball, Pites. Pites, Conahan, Conahan, Pearson. Pearson shot, no good. But she's fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Pearson fouled on the play. So two free throws on the way. Jerrica Pearson in the first half, 6 for 8 from the free throw line. She's got 12 points this afternoon. And she misses the first free throw attempt. She's got another one coming. Skelhaus checks out. Brookice checks out. Bone checks in. Jelsma checks in. Another free throw on the way for Pearson. This one's up and rattles through. So Pearson makes one of two free throws. 60 to 54, Concordia by a half a dozen. Foul in the backcourt called on Concordia. Well, no, they call the ball out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. Now they're going to say last touch by Concordia, beg your pardon. Brianna Spronk with the basketball in the backcourt. 8:15 remaining in the game. Dort College down six. Concordia on defense. Marish, though, hits the baseline jumper. And Elise Marish has 12 points. Dort College is down by 4, 60 to 56. Concordia basketball, Conahan. Conahan in between the circles out front, directing traffic. She goes left side to Heiser. No, that's Loboda. Underneath Pearson, and Pearson is fouled on the play. 1-1 opportunity coming here now for Concordia. It's foul number 7 on the defenders. Kara Van Dyke has just picked up her second personal. 7:45 left to go in regulation. Free throw is on the way by Pearson. It's up, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Marish. So Dort College trails by 4, 60 to 56. Concordia missed on the front end of the 1-1. Pearson with a basketball. Well, pardon me, Jelsma with a basketball. Gets it across the timeline. Morris tried to draw the charge, and now a reach-in foul called on Pearson. Pearson whistled for her second. It's team foul number 5 on the Bulldogs. Jelsma will throw the ball in. Katie Rich will check in. Pearson will check out. Throwing the ball in will be Jelsma. Jelsma to trigger it. Jessica looking. Still looking. And gets it into Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Double team. Faces up. No, a lot of contact. No call made. Here's Marish on the right elbow of the lane. She goes back over to Spronk. Spronk to Marish. Marish left side. Jelsma. Jelsma gives it up to Spronk. Spronk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke at the top of the key, 12 to shoot. Pass deflected, and a reach-in foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for her third, and now Concordia will come back with a 1-1 on the other end. Team foul number 8 on the defenders. Katie Rich will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. She's a 73% free throw shooter. That's foul number 3 on Van Dyke. Jasmine Skelhaus is going to check back in. Rich makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Spronk and Jelsma check out. Brookice and Skelhaus check in. Free throw by Rich is up and good. So Rich makes them both. She's got 6. And the defenders trail by 6, 62. 256. Jasmine Skelhaus in the backcourt. Skelhaus across the half-court stripe. Comes back right side over to Brookice. Brookice to Skelhaus. Skelhaus out front. Passes back over to Brookice. Brookice to Marish. Marish at the top of the key. Left side Skelhaus. Three-pointer. Cut the lead in half. Jasmine Skelhaus with 7. Dort College trails 62 to 59. On the other end, Van Dyke gathers in the rebound of the missed shot by Pikes. Here comes Dort College with a chance to tie it on a 3 or cut it to 1. Left side pass, Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice guarded there by Morris. Morris unwilling to yield any ground. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke to Marish. Marish back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. 6:07 remaining in this contest. Concordia with the basketball, leading by 3. Bailey Morris will bring it up. Morris in between the circles, guarded there by Brookice. She passes over to Pites. Pites on the right wing. Pites picks up her dribble over to Morris. Morris down to the baseline, shovels it off, kick out pass. Conahan, three, good. Conahan with 9 points. Dort College leads 60, Concordia leads 65-59. 5:35 left to go in this half. That's in the ballgame for that matter. Marsh in the backcourt and dribbles it off of a Concordia player out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange, and City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. 5.5 minutes left to go in this ballgame. Dort College trails by six as they are battling neck and neck with the number one rated team in the country. Pass goes middle of the floor, Marsh. Marsh drops it off for Cook. Cook off of the glass, good. Jamie Cook with her first field goal. Dort College trails 65-61. 5:10 and counting ballgame. Rich passes over to Pites. Pites left side to Bailey Morris. Morris with the ball on the wing. She goes back right side over to Conahan. Conahan will put up the three. No good. Too strong. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. Cook gets it in to Marsh. Marsh in the backcourt. Marsh has it tipped away from her. Coming up with it is Bailey Morris. Morris' two-point basket is good. It's 67-61. Dort College down by six again. Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus across half court, guarded there by Conahan. Skelhaus in between the circles. Goes right side, back over to Bone. Bone on the right wing. Bone, high post, Marsh. Marsh underneath Cook. Cook puts it on the floor, and it's taken away by Conahan. Conahan, long pass into the front court to Rich. Rich is going to drive in, puts it up with the right hand. Too strong, no good. Marsh comes away with her own rebound. They'll bring the basketball up. Dort College with the ball. Skelhaus takes it across half court. Skelhaus in between the circles. Setting the offense, Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the right wing. Skelhaus, not much there. Gives it off to Marsh. Marsh back over to Bone. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Under 4 minutes left to go in regulation. Bone gets it back over to Brookice. Brookice drives the lane, puts it up off the glass. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Pites. Pites with the basketball to Conahan. Conahan, right side, Morris. Morris drives down to the baseline and a reach-in foul called on the defenders. Foul called on Dort College and Jasmine Skelhaus. That's her first. Team foul number 8 on the defenders with 3:39 left to play in this game. Marsh and Cook are out. Van Dyke and Spronk are in. One and one opportunity here for Bailey Morris. Morris with 9 points, averaging 14.7 points per game. She makes it. She's got another one coming. A second free throw on the way. This will, could stretch it out to an 8-point difference. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 69-61, Dort College. Down by eight. Morris now with 11 points, and the defenders will bring the basketball up. This is Brookice. Brookice across half court. Brookice gives it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in between the circles, back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the right side, picks up her dribble, back over to Spronk. 10 to shoot for the defenders, 3:17 left to go in the game. They give it underneath to Van Dyke. Van Dyke facing up, puts it up strong, too strong off of the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia and Lori Loboda. Loboda with the basketball, she'll walk it across half court. Actually, this is Conahan taking it across half court. Concordia with the basketball. Conahan. Conahan goes right side. Loboda. Loboda to Morris. Morris on the left wing. Morris working against Skelhaus. Looking down low. Help defense taken away by Sprunk. Here comes Dort College, down 8, 2:40 left to go in the game. Goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, left baseline. Gives it up. Skalhaus, ball fake. No. Now Bone. Bone, inside Spront, facing up. Puts it up in pressure. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Two free throws on the way for Spront. Foul's going to go on Lori Lavoda, her second. Spront, beg your pardon, her third. Spront will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. She's got 6 points. Both teams have three timeouts remaining. Another free throw on the way for Brianna Spront as she makes the first one. She's got another one coming. 69-62, Dort College, down 7. Second free throw is up and good by Spront. Spront with 8. Dort College trails by 6, 69-63. 2:25 left to go in the contest. Morris goes left side, Heiser. Heiser to Lavoda. Lavoda, Morris, Morris, Heiser. Heiser underneath Pearson. Pearson fouled on the play by Marish. Marish picks up her second personal. So Marish picks up foul number 2. Jerrica Pearson will go to the free throw line where she has shot 10 free throws already today and will shoot two more here. That's a big one. Makes it a three-possession ball game again. She's got 14 points off of the bench, does Pearson. Concordia leading 70-63. Another free throw is up. This one's good. 71-63. Pearson makes both free throws. Skelhaus gives it off to Spront. Spront hesitates, drives in, kick out, back over to Skelhaus. Her three, good. Jasmine Skelhaus with the three. Dort College trails by 5, 71-66. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 2:02 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College trails 71-66. Dort College needs a stop and a bucket to make it really interesting. We're past the two-minute warning now. Concordia over the basketball. On the right side is Bailey Morris. Morris feeds it around. Lavoda, Lavoda, left side to Conahan. They're playing Conahan and Morris on the floor together. Right now, Rich inside, muscles it up. Shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Brianna Spront. Spront over to Skelhaus. Here comes Dort College, down 5. Skelhaus brings it up against the pressure by Conahan. Goes back over to Spront. Spront tipped by Rich. Picked up by Spront. Spront with it over to Marish. Marish baseline, nothing there. Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the traffic. Puts it up and lost it on the way up. Here comes Concordia. Concordia with the basketball back. Concordia trails by, leads by 5. In the backcourt with the basketball is Morris. Morris, 20 seconds on the shot clock, 1:10 left to go in the game. Morris in between the circles. 1 minute remaining now. Morris hesitates. She's in the right corner. Picks up her dribble. Fires it over to Lavoda. Lavoda, cross-court pass, Conahan. Conahan, floater from the baseline. No good. Rebound tap controlled by Spront. Spront over to Brookice. Here comes Dort College. Brookice into the traffic, and we've got a foul on the play called on Pites. Pites commits the personal foul. Dort College will shoot free throws with Kayla Brookice shooting a 1-1. Brookice will shoot a 1-1. She is 5 of 6 from the free throw line thus far. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 15 points for Brookice. She can make it a three-point ball game here with a made free throw. Another free throw on the way for Brookice. Second free throw is good. So Brookice makes both free throws. She's got 16, and it's a three-point ball game, 71-68. 14-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Ball deflected, picked up by Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball in the backcourt. She'll bring it up. 27 seconds on the shot clock. Skelhaus, three for the tie. No good. Off the heel. Rebound tip. Controlled by Brookice. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Concordia Bulldogs. You're listening. Beg your pardon. Charge to the defenders. Concordia's coach Drew Olson out on the floor to meet his team, though. And with Dort College down three, they've got a timeout to talk things over and set up a play. 21.3 seconds remaining in this ballgame. Back with more after this. 71-68, Dort College down three with the basketball. Dort College trying to force a tie, potentially an overtime. 21.3 seconds remaining. Dort College has one timeout remaining. They get the ball inbounded to Marish. Marsh with the basketball. They give it up to Skelhaus. 15 seconds left. She's in between the circles out front. Skelhaus picks up her dribble. Back over to Brookice. Brookice will put up a three under pressure and banked it in. Kayla Brookice banks in the three, and the Dort College defenders tie it up 71-71. And for the time being, there's 6.7 seconds left to go in regulation. They'll have to reset the clock, would be my guess. Concordia will have it with a chance to win it at the end of regulation. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Bulldogs. This is a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. Kayla Brookice just banked in a three-pointer to tie it up. Back with more after this. Concordia Bulldog basketball, 8.6 seconds left to go in this contest. Tied up 71-71. In the backcourt with it is Morris. Morris will bring it up against Brookice. 4 seconds left. She's on the right side, driving in with the right hand. Shot no good. We're headed to overtime. Free basketball this afternoon. Morris took it the length of the floor, missed the layup attempt that would have won it. And we head to overtime, deadlocked at 71-71. Put another 5 minutes up on the board, and we are going to be back with the overtime session. Dort College forcing overtime, trying to pull the upset of the number one rated team in the country, the Concordia Bulldogs. Back with more after 71-71. Dort College wins the opening tap of the overtime session, our first overtime. Pass goes right side over to Brookice. Brookice gives it up Marish. Marish with the basketball. Van Dyke comes over to Skelhaus. Three, no good. Rebound tapped, and we've got a foul called on the defenders. Elise Marish over the back. Elise has just been called for her third personal. And at this point, the team fouls don't matter a lot. Concordia has one more foul to give before Dort College is in the double bonus. A double bonus here for Lori Loboda. Loboda with 6 points. First free throw is up and good for Loboda. Seven now for Loboda. Well, Kayla Brookice banked in a three with under 10 seconds remaining to force the eventual overtime. Second free throw by Loboda is good. So Loboda now with eight. Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up. With it on the right side is Skelhaus. Dort College trailing by a deuce, 73-71. With it on the right side is Bone. Bone looking down low, gets it to Van Dyke. Facing up against Jerrica Pearson, and Pearson is whistled for the personal, and Pearson hasn't thought she has committed a foul the entire afternoon. I got no problem with playing physical defense, but you're going to get fouls called in you. That's all there is to it. Van Dyke to the free throw line. She makes the first one. Pearson, an excitable player. Wears her emotions on her sleeve. Just got called for her third personal. Van Dyke, another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. 16 for Van Dyke. And the Dort College defenders tie it up 73-73. 4:20 left to go in the overtime session. With it on the left side is Rich. Rich with the basketball. Passes over to Morris. Morris gives it up. Rich. Rich. Left side. Loboda. Loboda with the basketball. Loboda to Rich. Rich fires it off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Morris. Into the front court with the basketball is Brookice. Brookice stops. Gives left side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus. Bone. Bone looking down low. Bone nothing there. Comes back over to Morris. Morris with the ball. Morris gives it up to Brookice. Brookice drives. Nothing there. Bone. Three-pointer. Rainbow. No. Rebound tip controlled by Concordia and Morris. Morris with the basketball. Morris at the top of the key. Drops it off inside. Loboda. Loboda. Layup. Good. She's got 10. 75-73 our score. Bringing the basketball up is Skelhaas. She goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up left side to Brookice. Brookice, Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns to the baseline. Her shot is good. Kara Van Dyke with 18. We're tied at 75. The two teams exchanging buckets. 75 all, 3:10 remaining in the overtime session. Morris passes over to Loboda. Loboda to Rich. Rich with the basketball. Rich gives it up to Conahan. Conahan has been quiet as of late. She crosses over, gets the pass into the corner. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Here comes North College and Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers. She's going to drop it off for Marish. Marish short arms the shot, no good. Here comes Concordia back the other way. With the basketball, Morris. Morris to set the offense, and now a timeout on the floor. Charge to the Concordia Bulldogs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. And the Concordia Bulldogs and North College defenders have exchanged 4 points each, and we're deadlocked at 75-75. Concordia with the basketball, Morris. Morris throws it in over the top to Conahan. Conahan with the basketball in the backcourt. She'll bring it up. 20 to shoot for the Bulldogs. Conahan goes right side, Pearson. Pearson to Morris. Morris looking down low for Rich. Instead comes out front, Loboda. Loboda, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Rich. Rich shovels it back over to Loboda. Loboda shot, good. Loboda with 12 points. Dort College trails 77-75. Bone with the basketball in between the circles. Bone. Passes left side, Skelhaas. Skelhaas down low for Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front, Bone. Bone to Spronk. Spronk turning, puts it up, above the glass, good. Brianna Spronk with 10 points. We're tied 77-77. 77 all. Driving right side is Conahan. Lost it. It's Dort College basketball. Conahan turns it over on the other end. Might have gotten bumped on the play. She turns it over, and the Dort College defenders get the basketball back with a chance to take the lead. 140 and counting, overtime. Pass goes over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas working against Rich, and Rich has just fouled out of the ballgame. Katie Rich fouls out with 6 points at the 135 mark of overtime. Double bonus time for the defenders. Jasmine Skelhaas will go to the free throw line to shoot two. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Skelhaas gives Dort College their first lead since it was 37-35 near the end of the first half. She makes both free throws. 79-77, Skelhaas with a dozen. 130 and counting, ball game. With a basketball, Conahan. Conahan to Pites. Pites to Conahan for the tie. 12-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound, Brookice has it tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. So now Dort College playing with the lead, 122 remaining in the overtime session. Skelhaas bringing the ball up. Skelhaas sheds the defense. Into the front court is the freshman from Pella. She passes over to Brookice. Brookice guarded there by Morris. Brookice drives in, drops it off for Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic, nothing there. Back out to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, Brookice. Brookice blocked on the play by Pearson. And Pearson is fouled in the backcourt. Pearson got the ball, got fouled on the play by Brookice, and that's foul number 4 on her. Pearson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She's got 15. First free throw on the way for Pearson is up. Good. She's trying to tie it here. 103 remaining in overtime. So another free throw on the way for Pearson. Pearson's second free throw is off the heel. No good. It's still a Dort College lead. Into the front court is Van Dyke. Van Dyke lost it. It's picked up by Pearson. Conahan picks it up. The steal for Concordia. Here comes Bailey Morris. Concordia's down a point. They pass it underneath Pearson. Pearson layup good. Jerrica Pearson gives Concordia a 1-point lead at 80-79. Timeout on the floor. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. After the timeout, it's Dort College basketball. Concordia used that timeout to set up their defense. Dort College trails by a point. Into the front court with the basketball is Bone. Bone over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Spronk. Spronk will drive left baseline. Puts it up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the play. Foul goes on Lori Lavoda. She picks up her fourth personal. Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Brianna Spronk to shoot a pair with 31.9 seconds remaining. And evidently we have a question at the scorer's bench as to how many fouls Lori Lavoda has. We've got four up on the board right now. I think the scorebook may have five, though. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also online at hiltrealestate.com. 80-79 our score. Dort College trailing Concordia. Brianna Spront to shoot two free throws. So Brianna Spront to shoot a pair. She can tie it with one. She can give Dort College the lead with two. First free throw by Spront is up and through. We're tied up. Spront with 11. Dort College has five players in double figures. Second free throw by Spront. No good, and we're tied at 80. 80-80 our score. Concordia with the basketball as they bring it across the timeline. Conahan goes over to Pites. 20 seconds left. Conahan on the right side. Guarded there by Bone. Bone with the basketball on the defense. Conahan, 10 seconds now, over to Pites. Pites with it on the wing. Pass deflected. It's tipped free and out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball tied up 80-80 with 4.7 seconds left to go in overtime. Concordia will have it right side of the lane, about 15 feet on the baseline when we resume play right after this. 4.7 seconds left to go in the overtime period. We're tied 80-80. Both teams are in the double bonus. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. Concordia has used up their final timeout. Concordia will have the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. And the Dort College defenders will call the timeout after Concordia set up their offensive play. Dort College has two timeouts remaining, and they'll use one of them up here. Neither team scores in the next 4.7 seconds. We'll have a double overtime. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Charlotte, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Concordia undefeated this season, 15-0. They'll inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop about 12 feet out. Throwing it in is Pites. Pites looking, finds Loboda in the lane. Her shot no good. Tap in no good. Loose ball. Double overtime. 80-80 our score. We head to a second overtime session. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We head to a second overtime session. And this is the first double overtime I can recall for Dort College women's basketball in the last 12 years. The Concordia Bulldogs had a shot to win it at the end of the first overtime. Dort College controls the opening tap. With it out front is Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Spronk. Spronk at the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Gives underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke muscles it up. Muscles it down. 2-point basket for Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with 20. So the Dort College defenders in front. 82-80. Pites with the basketball. Pites to Conahan. Conahan with the ball. Conahan in between the circles out front. Conahan goes right side over to Morris. Morris out front, Loboda. Loboda throws it away. Dort College basketball. Loboda threw it towards the bench area just as her teammate cut away from her. And the Dort College defenders will bring it up with Skelhaus. Skelhaus goes left side to Spronk. Spronk, Van Dyke rocks into a three. Bang, bang. Bang! Kara Van Dyke, 23 points. Dort College leads 85-80. 4 minutes remaining. Conahan answering back. No. Rebound, Marish. Marish with the basketball. Gives it back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the ball. Skelhaus will take it across the timeline for the defenders. Skelhaus, Van Dyke. Van Dyke left side to Spronk. Spronk thought about the three. Thinks better of it. Now goes back over to Marish. Morris to Spronk, Spronk to Van Dyke. Back outside, Spronk. Spronk, baseline, shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Morris. Here comes Concordia, 3:30 left to go in the second overtime. Morris goes upside, Pites. Pites, three, missed, strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Morris. Morris gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus over the ball across half court. She goes right side over to Brookeis, and a foul called on the play against Bailey Morris. Morris whistled for the personal, and she gets called for her fourth personal. Brookeis will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 3:14 remaining in the overtime. First free throw is up and good. So Kayla Brookeis makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Another free throw on the way for Brookeis. Eyes it, flies it, buys it. 21 for Brookeis. Dort College has scored the first 7 points of the second overtime session. Out front, Conahan. Three, good. Kristen Conahan with her fourth three of the night. Dort College leads 87-83. 3:05 remaining in the double overtime. We are now into our 47th minute of basketball today. They get it in the backcourt over to Skelhaus, working against Conahan. Skelhaus in the backcourt. Brookeis, Brookeis, Marish. Marish, left side, Van Dyke. Baseline jumper, whispers it through. Kara Van Dyke, 25. Dort College leads 89-83. Right side pass, shot on the way by Morris. She traveled with it. Dort College gets the basketball back, leading by 6. And now Coach Drew Olson can't believe it. He's out on the floor, 2 strides, asking for an explanation. Pretty simple. She shuffled her feet before she shot the 3. With the basketball is Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Has Morris on her hip the whole way. Comes over to Skelhas. Skelhas with the basketball. Left side it goes. Spronk. Spronk on the wing. Gives it up. Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice out front. Marish. Marish with it on the wing. Comes back over to Spronk. Spronk in traffic. Puts it up. No foul called as Pearson went up to block it. Here comes Morris. Morris with the basketball. 2:10 remaining. Morris driving in. Kick out. Bites. 3. No good. Rebound taken by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Dort College sitting on a 6-point lead. 2 minutes remaining. Van Dyke gives it off to Marish. Marish in traffic. Shot. No good. Rebound. Tap. Coming away with it is Marish. Dort College calls a timeout to preserve the possession. 1:49 left to go in the second overtime session. Dort College will have the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They've got 1 timeout remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College by 6. 1:49 left to go in the second extra session. We were tied 71-all at the end of the regulation. Dort College leading by 6. They get the ball inbounded. They've got a timeout remaining if they need to use it. Skelhas with the basketball working against Morris. Dort College will milk some time off of the clock. With the basketball is Spronk. Spronk back outside Marish. Marish gives it back over to Spronk. Underneath, Van Dyke has to pop out to the corner to get it. 10 to shoot. 3 on the way. No good. Rebound, Marish had it. We've got a foul called over the back on Concordia. A pushing foul on Lori Loboda. And that's going to be it for Loboda. Loboda fouls out with 1:27 left to go in the second overtime. Danelle Bowen will check into the contest. Checking out will be Skelhas. So Concordia will send Jerrica Pearson into the contest. Marish will shoot 2 free throws. She was fouled on the rebound. Marish had 12 points through regulation. She's got 12 right now. 6 in each of the first half. It's a double bonus. It's a double bonus, folks. 89-83. Everybody crashed the lane. Marish missed the free throw. Another one on the way. This one's up and through. Marish makes 1 of 2. She's got 13. And the defenders lead 90-83. Driving with the left hand is Morris. And Morris is fouled on the play by Elise Marish. Marish has just picked up her 4th personal. 2 free throws on the way for Bailey Morris. She's got 11. Dort College leads by 7. First free throw by Morris. Skips in and out. No good. She's a 76% free throw shooter. She's 2 for 3 now. Bonus out. Skelhas is back in. Another free throw on the way for Morris. This one is up, and she makes it a 6-point ball game. 12 for Morris. Dort College leads 90-84. With the basketball on the backcourt is Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Brookice. Brookice guarded there by Morris. Brookice with the basketball. Throws it into the corner. Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. That will go on number 42, Jerrica Pearson. That's number 4 on her. 2 free throws on the way for Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with 25 today. First free throw by Van Dyke is up and through. That makes it a 3-possession ball game again at 91-84. A second free throw on the way for Van Dyke. This one's up and down. Kara Van Dyke with 27 points. Dort College leads by 8, 92-84. With the basketball out front is Morris. Morris underneath Pearson. Pearson, too strong with a left-hand rebound, taken away by Marish. Marish with the basketball. Marish will hold it in the backcourt. Finds Brianna Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball, guarded there by Pearson. Dort College leading by 8. In the backcourt with it is Bone. Bone guarded by Morris. Bone will get it across the half-court stripe and throw it away. Take it away. Coming back with it is Heiser. Heiser with a two-point basket. Heiser with 10. Dort College leads 92-86. 31.6 seconds remaining. And a foul called in the backcourt on the Concordia Bulldogs. Foul called on Tracy Pites, her second. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Marish. First free throw is up and good. She thought it was going to skip out. Marish makes the free throw, though. Dort College back in front by 7. That's a three-possession ball game, 31.6 seconds remaining. Second free throw is up and through. Marish makes them both. Dort College leads 94-86. Travel in the backcourt called on the Bulldogs. Dort College gets the basketball back on the turnover, and Concordia rattled right now. 26.7 seconds left to go in the second extra session. Van Dyke gets it into Skelhaus, and Skelhaus is fouled from behind by Conahan. Foul number 3 on Conahan. Free throws on the way for Jasmine Skelhaus. 25.6 seconds remaining. 12 points today for Jasmine, playing on a bum ankle. Sprained it yesterday in practice. Tried it out this morning. Figured they'd give it a shot. And she has played under duress most of the contest. But she has come through in the clutch with another made free throw. And Dort College now leads by 10, 96-86. That should do it. 23 seconds remaining. Concordia with the basketball. Right side, shot on the way, no good. Rebound Van Dyke in the backcourt. Dort College will run out the clock. Jerrica Pearson in the backcourt, trying to commit a foul. Drew Olson out on the floor trying to direct his team. And Dort College is going to win, 96-86. Concordia enters number one in the country. They leave with their first loss of the year, 96-86. Dort College victorious in double overtime. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College defenders keep their composure while everything was falling apart around them late in the ballgame. They trailed at one point, 71-63. They score the last 8 points of regulation to tie it at 71. Dort College would not lead in overtime until there was a minute left to go or so in the first overtime. They took the lead at 79-77. Concordia, though, scores the next 2 points, make that 3 points. Dort College gets a late free throw by, got to make sure I get my facts straight. They got that free throw, one of two, from Brianna Spronk to tie it at 80 with 31.6 seconds left to go in the overtime session. And after Concordia had a shot at the end of the first overtime to win it, we went to double overtime. Dort College started the second overtime with 7 straight points, including a three-pointer by Caravan Dyke. And a couple of two-point field goals by the junior from Edgerton to give Dort College an 87-80 lead. Concordia would not get closer than 4 the rest of the way. Dort College wins it 96-86. Double overtime victory for the defenders. They improved to 10-9 overall, 5-5 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They hold a Concordia team that came in averaging 85.9 points per game to 71 points in regulation. 80 points through one overtime and 86 points through double overtime. So the Dort College defenders will go into Dakota State, Madison, South Dakota on Wednesday night, coming off an upset of the number one rated team in the country, 96-86. Down goes Concordia this afternoon in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball action, 96-86. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a 30-second break, catch our breath, be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensma has taken a seat beside me as we will try to sum up this upset in a matter of a few minutes. First of all, Coach, congratulations. This one was a long time coming for your team. You got the win over Briarcliff before the Christmas break here at the DeWitt. Not completely unexpected because you've had pretty good success against that team over the years. But this Concordia team, a different animal, and your team showed a lot of composure throughout this contest, scored the last 7 or 8 points of regulation to tie it, and then you showed a lot of composure at the end of both the first overtime and then to start the second overtime. Congratulations, great win for you and your team.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. You have to credit the young ladies because we were down 8, and a lot of teams would give up there, you know, but they kept battling and fighting and got some important stops and strung together some points to get it to overtime. And then, you know, the overtimes were so close, all 10 minutes. I thought we executed really well. You know, just some of the things, some of the little things they did pretty well in terms of play calls and some things like that. Kara and Brianna, in particular, really showed composure in the overtimes and at the end of the regulation there.
Talk a little bit about your start tonight. Or this afternoon, you got out to a double-digit lead. I believe you were up at 11 at one point. Maybe it was 27-16.
Yep.
You got a lot of things going right for you early in this ball game.
Right. You know, I really liked how hard, how much effort and energy we had to start. But then they're just such a good team. They just come at you with waves, and they shot the three so well today. We played well, but I thought they played well also, and they really shot it well till right at the end. It seemed like their legs went a little bit at the end, or they didn't get the three-pointers to go as regularly toward the end of the contest as what they were earlier.
In the first over, end of regulation, Concordia had controlled most of the second half. You just kind of hung around, and you were still down 8 late in the ball game. You scored the final 8 of the regulation, one of them a bank shot by Kayla Brookice. I'm not sure she called bank, but it counts 3 nonetheless. Sometimes you've just got to have something break your way in a ball game like this to at least give yourself a shot.
Right, Mike, we've lost a couple where we've had looks at threes that would have won it. So it was good that I got tipped a little bit. She was right in front of me. I thought she had a good look, but, you know, they're so long and athletic. Their defender closed out, got a little piece of it, and just banked it in. And so you take that when you get it. And, you know, I thought we didn't get a couple breaks that I thought we got fouled in that second overtime early. But then we just kept making plays and had enough defensive stops in us to get the win there.
Overtime number 1, Concordia had a chance to win it at the end of the overtime. They had it out of bounds, right side of the lane. You used a timeout after they came out.
Yeah.
You got a look at their set. What did you want defensively in that at the end of that first overtime? How happy were you with what your defense did in that situation?
Well, that's experienced players seeing that. And, you know, we knew that they were going to set a screen and then slip that screen and try to lob it there. They've done that before. And our assistant coach, Coach Kaiser, he saw that play, and he's like, that's what they're going to do. And we just didn't want to get beat on that play. So the experienced players, They read it correctly. They didn't bite on the screen out. They stayed home, and we were able to kind of botch up their play.
Kara Van Dyke, the first 7 points of the second overtime. It just felt like she was on the verge of going on a little run all throughout the contest. She ends up with 27. They were hard-earned, but those first 7 points of the second overtime really gave you some breathing room that you needed.
Yeah. I thought to myself, Kara just is not going to let us lose this game because she just was determined to score, and she got it and did well in the post. She can shoot it pretty well from the three, so, you know, she had an outstanding game for us.
32 for 37 from the free throw line as a team. You out-rebounded Concordia 38-36. You talked about pace in the pregame show. You talked about rebounding in the pregame show. How happy are you with, or how do you assess those two areas for your team looking back at the double overtime?
Extremely happy with the rebounding and somewhat happy with the pace. You know, because some of the time we couldn't control the pace at the end of the first half. We just couldn't control them. And they were going up and back so fast that we started doing that. And then, you know, so then you're playing at their pace. But most of the time in the second half, we were able to slow it down, you know, kind of get them on their heels a little bit and run some different sets.
Dakota State on Wednesday coming up, looking back. You lost to Hastings in what felt like a subpar performance for your team. How did you and your staff get the team to respond well on Thursday and Friday? And then what do you do looking forward now with a non-conference game on Wednesday?
Well, on Thursday, you know, I felt we had a great practice, but it was a very, very hard practice. And we really challenged them, and they responded to that. You know, it was a pretty hard practice on Thursday, and I thought we benefited from that. I thought we responded well to, you know, the toughness things, and you know, I was pretty blunt about rebounding and some other things on Wednesday before the game, but then you know, again on Thursday, because I'm like, hey, this is what we told you, and this is what happened. So you know, I credit them for working hard and saying, you know, let's come out fighting and let's not give up. And you know, now we turn the page and we practice Monday morning and get ready to play Dakota State on Wednesday.
Coach, I will let you go. Congratulations again on the win. Enjoy the rest of the weekend and back to work on Monday.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a quick break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. The numbers look like this for the women's contest. Concordia, 30 of 65 from the floor, 46.2%, 8 for 21 on three-pointers, 38.1%, 18 of 25 on free throws, 72%. For Dort College, 27 of 59 from the floor, 45.8%, 10 of 22 on three-pointers, 45.5%. Dort College, 32 of 37 on free throws for 86.5%. Dort College out-rebounded Concordia, 38 to 36. Turnovers dead even at 23 apiece. 19 steals for the Bulldogs, 10 steals for the defenders, 20 assists for the defenders, 12 assists for Concordia. Individually, Caravan Dyke, 27 points, 9 of 15 from the floor, 2 for 3 on threes. 21 points for Kayla Brookice, 15 for Elise Marish, 14 for Jasmine Skelhaas, and 11 for Brianna Spronk. 6 points for Danelle Bone. Jamie Cook had two. For the Bulldogs, 18 points for Jerrica Pearson off the bench. 10 for 15 from the free throw line was Pearson. She was also 4 of 7 on field goals. 14 points each for Tracy Pites and Kristen Conahan. 12 points for Bailey Morris. 10 for Lori Loboda, and another 10 for Kelsey Heiser in a reserve role. Katie Rich had 6 points, 2 for Jenny Lehman. That's their total of 86 points. Lori Loboda had 12 rebounds to lead all players, all Concordia Bulldog players. 3 each then for Bailey Morris and Jerrica Pearson. For Dort College, Elise Marish had 13 rebounds, 9 rebounds for Caravan Dyke, 8 rebounds for Caleb Ruckeis. 4 assists for Van Dyke. She also had 1 steal. Elise Marish had 5 assists and 1 steal. 2 assists for Danelle Bone, Jessica Gelsman, Jamie Cook, and another 2 assists for Kayla Brookice. Dort College improves to 10-9 overall, 5-5 of the conference. Concordia slips to 15-1 and 8-1. Next up for the Dort College defenders, they'll be on the road to Dakota State, Madison, South Dakota, on Wednesday evening for a 5:30 start time, while the Concordia Bulldogs will next be in action on Wednesday night when they host the Hastings College Broncos. Back with a look at the men's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.